Monica Bijou is an award-nominated business strategist and two-time best-selling author. She's a podcast host, an international speaker, and trainer who helps high achievers become entrepreneurs by taking their ideas and turning them into a successful and thriving business in order to have financial freedom and have and live a life of purpose. You're going to get to meet her right after this quick intro. We're glad to have you here.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello again, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web and seen all across the World Wide Web. We appreciate all of those that are tuning in live. Listen, we know all of the streaming platforms are sending out notifications saying, hey, you need to come check out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And certainly those of you that check us out in all of our podcast platforms, hey, iTunes, we appreciate you, Spreaker and TuneIn and all of those different places. Thank you so much for being here today. So, you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we're going to do just that. Let me greet some of our guests that are coming on in. Hey, Christina, coming in from Richmond, Virginia. Shalom. Hello to my sister, my blood sister. And of course, my mother. Hey, Betty, thanks for popping on in. And we see the rest of you that are coming on in and checking us out today on the show. And again, if you're hanging out on YouTube, some of you might be hanging out on YouTube, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Welcome to my channel. Don't I sound like a YouTuber? Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. And to those that are hanging out with us on Periscope, thank you for being here. Listen, we know that Periscope is wrapping up in March, but you are invited to join us at charvette.com and check out all of the other ways that you can continue to enjoy the show. Hello. Hey, Michelle, thanks for popping in. Hello, our friends and media sponsors. We are so excited. Go ahead and tag Ms. Roberson, go ahead and tag your page so viewers and listeners can check you all out and all of that good stuff. And hello to Tamika Hall. Thank you for popping in. So my guest is, listen, hanging out in the virtual green room. Let me bring her up to the mic again. Monica M. Bijou. She's the founder and CEO of Decide to Move LLC. She is currently pursuing her PhD in philosophy. She has a master's of science administration with a concentration in human resources and a master's of social work. And these degrees have really helped her to combine her passion for helping others find their authentic self, succeed, and work to their highest potential in life and in business. Without further ado, coming up to the mic, we're excited to bring Monica up. Hey there, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
I am doing well, coming all the way in from Wichita, Kansas.
Yes.
We are glad to have you. Now, we've gotten snow over here on the East Coast. How about you guys?
Yes, we did. I'm like, I think what we end up getting is like, oh, you know what? They snowing. Let's get us a little sprinkle here and there. So, oh, it's raining. Let's get a little thunderstorm for a day or two. I think Wichita wants to be in the game. So,
okay.
We got our share.
Okay. You got your share. So certainly have shared a lot about you, but I want to actually like go back. How did you even get into this space of where you are now and, you know, how you help customers and all of that? What's got you to this space?
Honestly, I'd have to go back from childhood. I mean, you know, Charvette, you're my coach and you know me. And, you know, I've actually went through a life of physical, emotional, sexual abuse, was homeless at the age of 15. And I've always had a passion. I was like, you know, I don't want anyone else to go through the things that I went through. I want other people to be able to have a life where, because we all have a gift, right? And I was like, no, my last name is Bijou. It means jewel. And so I'm going to make it my focus to help people find the jewel that's inside of them. They don't have to let their past become their what they what they end up being. Yeah. Oftentimes, like, I know I was told you're stupid, you're dumb, you're ugly, and I had to really find my way. And so when I went to, got put out, I went to stay with my father, and I went to a college preparatory high school, and I was grateful because my father had like a first grade education, and wow. he still was able to ask questions, ask people, like, where should I send my daughter? She gets straight A's. Where should I put her? And they were like, hey, there's one and only in New Orleans, a McDonald 35. It's a college preparatory high school. That's where you send her. And I was grateful for that because I got to be around like-minded and like-hearted people, even from the age of 15, that were all about encouraging. I didn't get ridiculed for playing sports and then getting A's. And so from there, I just had this huge innate thing to really help. That was like my goal, help other people. And I found myself always helping. I remember my mother used to say, you just trying to buy your friends. But like, no, if I just, and I realized I was like my father. He was one, if you need a dollar, if it was last, you're going to get that dollar. Wow. And even when with writing in high school, I actually had an English teacher that I did not like. You know how you have that teacher, right? They push you, like, I can't stand her. And I'm grateful for her because even now I could write a paper the day it's due and get an A because she really made us focus on looking at, like, building a picture and told us the step-by-step strategy. And so that has helped me now be as a writer where I'll write my chapter the day it's due and edit it and everything because I love that kind of stuff. And it's like, so I've learned how to work according to who I am and not according to what other people say that I am. So that was like really the foundation of my past, really helping me figure out who I am and loving myself. And that was super huge and important for me.
Wow. So well said. And now look at you now, right? Look at you now. Two times bestselling author, but in 3+ books. So tell us, about a couple of the books that you've been in and you know, what types of things you've written about in those books.
Most definitely. And, you know, like, once again, I've always tell people, use your message to become your mess becomes your message. And so I've been in 3. One of was Propelled by the visionary Charvette Mitchell. And in that book, it was super amazing because I got to talk about the leadership, what my past did to allow me to be a better leader. I didn't even have a high school education at the time when I got my first supervisory job. My mother would not let me go to finish high school. I snuck and got my GED. I didn't even know if I passed or not. I was just grateful that I took it and did it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until after I, you know, started dispatching for 911 and just started doing a lot of things that every time I had a job, I always got put in leadership positions. And in my chapter, you'll have to read more about it because there's certain things that I learned specifically about just my leadership style, how that actually saved my mother's life. Right. The other book, Fiercely Speaking, that chapter, I talked about being a teenage mom. I had my daughter at 17. And in that chapter, I talked about, even though I had her young, I know that it was God that helped raise my daughter because I didn't have that good example growing up. And so there was lessons that I learned about, and I'll just give him one point, how important it was for me to show my daughter, you don't have to let your past become your future. And then also making it a point for her to, like, for me to spend time with her. So when friends would call, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to call you back. They'd be like, no, but I need to tell you something. And I'm like, are you dying? Is it an emergency? Is anything happening? If not, I will call you back because we were playing a board game. And she got to hear that. And so it made her feel that she was important and how important it was for her to have that sense of confidence and pride. Yeah. Once again, you'll have to buy the book to read the rest. And I gave 10 strategies in that. And then the last one was called Teacher Expertise. And oftentimes, you know, now that we're in this virtual space, it's perfect because we all have these experiences that we've had in our life. And you can actually start an online course by teaching what you know. People feel like they have to have like a degree or something like that. So in that book of Teacher Expertise, I actually talked about something that I learned, something that I've experienced, and how I'm able to actually teach other people by creating online courses. So, and I'm actually starting part two of that called Leverage Your Expertise of now that you've written a book, how do you leverage that? So, yeah, so there's a lot of great things in the works.
A lot of things in the works. And where can people go to pick up copies of the books you've been in?
Yes, so they can go to my website, decidetomove.com, and D-E-C-I-D, like just like my company. And there's actually decidetomove.com/books. And you'll see it right there, or you can just go to the website and you will see the tab that says books.
All right. Thank you so much. Hello to all those that are popping in, showing love. Dr. Vicky, thank you. Yulika, we see you. Hello, Ms. Durham, we see you. Thank you so much for popping in. We're hanging out here with Monica Bijou, Decide to Move, CEO and founder of Decide to Move. So the name, tell us how you got to that name for your company.
You know, once again, because I'm a believer, I'm going to give the Cliff Note version of it. So I love to volunteer. I love to help people. So I remember helping this guy who actually, like, he had a computer company and it was a hot mess. It was a ham biscuit, as I call it, hot ass mess. It was ham and it was so bad. And so I'm watching him and I'm like, he has such great talent. This guy can build a computer from scratch, but watching the way that he conducted his business, it was stuff like he had screws and motherboards and CPUs and computer parts everywhere. And then when he wasn't sure if he wanted to work with corporate or if he wanted to work with just your everyday person that needed their computer fixed or build computers. He was just all over the place. And so I just decided to volunteer and help him get his his life as well as his business together. Yeah. And this guy went from making a couple hundred dollars to like literally six figures in 6 months. And yeah. So then around that same time, I was going to school for my human resource master's and we had to do a paper, a full presentation on change. They're like, you're a change agent. You went in this company, you made changes. What do you do? What's the steps, the strategies? And he was expecting us to just like come up, create something. But I last minute person that I am, I was like, Lord, I have this paper in 6 hours. I'm gonna need your help. So literally I had my notebook in my bed and like all these words kept popping in my head. And it was like steps of strategies, things that I've done. And I just wrote them down, didn't think about it. Took my little 2 hour sleep like I normally do before I have to finish working on a paper. Uh-huh. And when I woke up, I just wrote the words down. I just wrote down each word, dedication, determination, expectation, like just wrote the words down. And when I put them all on the slide and I added pictures to each word, and when I put all the words in the slide, it spelled decide to move. And wow. Then I was like, you know what, Lord, that is the strategies that I use to help people actually transition and transform in their life. And then I started looking at those different ones and weaving in and out of the words that make up Decide to Move. And that's when it was time for me to formulate my business. Voila, I couldn't go with a different name but that.
Wow. And here we are. And so if someone is stuck, because a lot of times if there is a decision, I love that Decide to Move, there is a decision that you have to make. And so if there are listeners and viewers that are feeling stuck, in business and life, even, a lot with COVID, people feel I'm stuck at the house. I just feel kind of stuck. Do you have maybe three tips that you would offer to people who are feeling stuck?
Yes, most definitely. So one of the biggest things is that for people to even know what they want to get unstuck from. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what you want to get unstuck from, it's hard to go forward to anything else. And so is that being unstuck from a relationship, being unstuck that you're stuck in a job that you do not like, or you stuck in a place where, you just have this purpose and this driven that you don't know how to do it. So first, knowing what you want to get unstuck from. Then the part that I ask people, when you want to move towards something, what is your why? What is that big why that says, this is why I want to do what I want to do? I'll give you a prime example. The reason that I do, decide to move, my daughter's grown, so I don't have to say, oh, I'm doing it for my kids or I'm doing it for a significant other. I've always wanted to help people. And so I remember at the age of 12, I seen on TV that there was this girl that was in foster care. She turned 18 and the foster parents would take her money and like keep it for themselves, like we've often found they do. And so she ended up, they put her out. She didn't have any money. She didn't know how, anything. So she wanted to go to school. So she ended up prostituting at night and went to school during the daytime. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I made it a point that I'm like, I want to have a ranch-style foster home so that way I can help people that are in foster care, but also animals and horses that have been abused so they can learn how to trust and love and have that compassion for one another. Because kids and, of course, animals, we respond as human beings, mammals, we respond the exact same way when we have gone through trauma, when we're afraid, when we go through fear. And so, but we often gravitate to something that we feel that's non-threatening, mm-hmm. and very non-threatening for a child. And then for, you know, a child, an animal looks at a child, they feel unthreatened. So it makes a perfect combination for them to learn how to trust. And so that's my big why. I'm like, I want to make a certain amount of money because I'm going to build this ranch style foster home and help children learn how to have a bank account. If they want to be an entrepreneur, be an entrepreneur. If you want to go to school, you go to school so that they don't have to go through that life. And unfortunately, I see so many foster kids even spending their entire life in foster care. So knowing your why, understanding your why you do what you want you do, because it's going to help you get up and keep pushing that extra piece.
Yes.
That extra piece, that one extra step. And one thing that I apply to that is the 51%. I don't know if you've ever heard of the 51% Charvette. I've actually talked about it when I've done like my in my group and stuff. But I often tell people, you know, people often tell you, you need to give it 100%. You're never going to hear me say that because we're not going to always wake up at 100%. But we could wake up at 51%. We could say, I want this 1% more than I don't want this. So that's going to make me get up. So like, say if I wanted to lose weight, which I'm always pushing to, you know, get the military be on you, be like, but I have to ask myself, do I want to eat this French fry and burger? What, you know, more than I need to go put on my tennis shoes to at least walk? And the answer usually no, because I got a PT test. So it just makes me take that extra step, put on my tennis shoes, and then see what happens. But it's all, so I'm always focused on what's the next level. What's that next step? So the first thing is really knowing what you want to get unstuck from. The second thing is, what do you want to go to and what is your why behind it? And then I would say the third thing is, like, if you want to go into business, for instance, know who you want to serve. That is big and huge. And I'm actually creating a PDF, and I'll make sure that you get it, that actually is helping people discover their genius zone. Like, what areas do they want to work in? So to help them really define that, because we often don't know that. So I would say that that's the beginning, because being unstuck is so many layers to it. But the biggest part is, where are you going once you get on? What do you want to get unstuck from? We have so much.
Wow. Listen, Oprah life class right there, you know, in just a few minutes. So if people are tuning in and listening in and saying, you know, how can I connect? Where are you all on the internet and on the interwebs?
Oh, everywhere. So I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Actually, I'm starting to do Instagram a lot more than not. definitely Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as LinkedIn. And I'm in the process of really building myself with those, and even in Clubhouse. So I actually have two rooms on Clubhouse that I'm working with, and then I'm adding a couple more. So I'm super excited that I'm collaborating with a lot of people to actually have rooms in Clubhouse. So that's
Those are the connection points. So what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break. I'm going to let you hang back out in the virtual studio. We're going to bring you back. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, hanging out here with our special guest. And we're excited for all those that are tuning in. And if you're brand spanking new to me, listen, I am the CEO of Mitchell Productions, and I'm an online strategist that is focused on your marketing, your visibility, and your branding. And I work with primarily female entrepreneurs, but a few lucky men get tossed in as we build their personal brands and their platforms. So we're going to take a very quick commercial break for something that's coming up in just a couple hours, but I wanted to make sure you could get in on it. So listen in. Okay. Now that you have stopped the scrolling, I have a question for you. Do you think you can increase your sales with video? Let's find out. I want you to join me in my complimentary masterclass, 4 must-have video marketing strategies. Yep, you can jump over to joincharvette.com and grab your seat. And we're going to chat about video marketing because listen, video is here to stay. It is not going anywhere. Look at Facebook Live. Look at Instagram Live. Look at LinkedIn Live. Look at TikTok. Look at, oh my goodness, Instagram Reels, Instagram Stories, Facebook Stories. There's video all around us. But can it increase your sales? That's what we're going to jump into in the masterclass, 4 must-have video marketing strategies. I look forward to seeing you there. Bye. All right. There's your invitation again in just a couple hours, but you can jump in on joincharvette.com. And again, shout out to Swag Her Magazine, one of our media sponsors. So welcome to all those that are listening in because you've seen the post and seen the video over on Swag Her on Facebook. And if you're not following them, go ahead and check them out. Again, Swag Her Magazine. All right. So let's bring Monica back up to the virtual studio and keep things moving here. And so, hypnotherapy. Now some people might be like, but you tell us a little bit about how that plays into your life and everything that you're doing.
Most definitely. So hypnotherapy, there it's gotten a bad rap, just like a lot of other things that people are unfamiliar with. They automatically go, oh no. But we actually go into a subconscious state all the time. Have you ever been driving and you miss your signal and you're like, dang, what happened? I mean, how did I miss my turn? And it's a route you take all the time. That's going into your subconscious. That's the same thing with hypno does. What's lovely about hypno is it breaks all those things that keep us stuck and keep us from being able to move forward. Because when you're in a subconscious mindset, you're at a 12-year-old mind stage. You're like a fourth grader. And so you're able to, what I do is like say, for instance, a person says they want to quit smoking and we go through this huge assessment. What will not smoking do for you? What would you like to do instead? Like we actually ask questions that they want to do. So then when I'm actually having them release stuff, I'm inserting, meaning I'm saying to them the things that they want instead. And oftentimes we focus on what we don't want, but we don't really focus on what we do want. So what hypno does, it allows your brain to focus on the things that you truly want. And then it no longer becomes you battling against something like going against the current. And so, and you're in complete control the entire time. Like if I was to say, okay, jump off a cliff, you'd be like, no, right? Unless you're one of those people that's a daredevil. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be fun. I don't know too many people that's going to say that, but that's what I love about hypnotherapy. I'll give an example. So when I had to go through the training, I literally was struggling with creativity. And so like you can ask for anything. And so, of course, you know, like we're students. And so, we're being tested. And I say, I think I want to work on creativity. That's one of the things that I have a question with. And so, we went through the hypnotic state, got me all comfortable. And then soon as the guy like started his having me go through releasing, I immediately went back to remembering when my mother had told me she made me a righty because she thought a lefty looked weird. And she's like, I didn't know how to teach a lefty how to write. And I literally started crying. I was like, oh, like a big baby. But once I recognized that that was the issue, whenever I'm doing something with my right hand and it feels awkward or I'm struggling with it, I'll start with my left hand and I'm able to switch it back. So like, for instance, when you remember when we was out, I'm dating myself, love me, and they had the tennis. I love
yes.
And I could not for the life of me hit the ball with my right hand with that little Wii stick. Uh-huh. And so I was like, I'm going to do it with my left. And I literally played well. And then I was able to put it in my right hand and then play better. It's just so weird. So just even going through that, I recognized what was going on with me. And I was able to start making adjustments according to who I am and what I do. So for me, hypno really helps people really get unstuck.
Yeah.
Also, the little minor stuff I do when I'm helping my clients, without them telling me, oh, I want to make $1 million. And they say, but I struggle with, money. No one ever says that. So do this little exercise that I do. I don't take them through a full induction, but I'm able to do certain little hypno exercises. And I find out their mindset around money, success, their boundaries, how they view themselves, what they think about the world. And it helps me be able to come up with a very personalized, systematic approach to help them conquer whatever they're struggling with. And so that's how I use that from a business standpoint. So it's great. I love it.
Oh, fascinating. Fascinating. If somebody wants to work with you, what are the ways that people can work with you?
So they can actually schedule a consultation. My link is on my website, and then we'll just actually have a conversation. I'm actually getting ready to remove Hypno fully from my website and just put consultation. However, I'll have a little thing that says, if you're interested in that, schedule a call. So that way we can actually work from that standpoint, because it is something that's super powerful. I can also do CDs for them. So once we actually do the Hypno, I actually can create CDs to help people with, you know, visualizations and different things like that. So from a business standpoint, I do visualizations all the time. So if I say I do a future gratitude, like journal at nighttime, and then in the morning, I do a visualization and I see myself actually accomplishing that goal or even my day to do task. And then by the time that the day goes, it goes by fast and I've accomplished things because I visualize myself doing it. You know, I just have to be careful. I don't add too many things on my list, because
I think that is all of us. I think that is all of us. And so that's so very interesting to decide to move. Where do you feel that people still kind of get stuck? Do people get stuck a lot with relationships? Do people get stuck a lot with careers? Do you see any commonalities really?
You know, honestly, both. One of the things that I've been seeing a lot, and I've been actually having a huge conversation with some of my fellow coaches and stuff. You have people who want to go into working, like starting their own coaching business, but they're in a relationship and their partner is not supportive. And so then they're struggling with, do I pick my family or do I pick my purpose? What do I do? Kind of, you know, one of those things. The other part is just the decision piece is people often are afraid, and it's fear that keeps people stuck from being able to take that first step and even get into the deciding part to take that first step. So that's why when you were asking me about what can help them get unstuck, I'm like, it starts with really knowing what you want to get unstuck from.
Yeah. Wow. So that's deep, right? That's a lot of layers. In particular, if somebody is in a relationship that they don't feel supported to, like you said, run after their passion, that's a whole entire show, really.
Really is
all by itself. Hey, Eric Holmes, thanks for popping in. So the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. I'm telling you, our time flew by. What continues to motivate Monica?
So, like I was telling you, keeping my why up front. I have it like, I have a computer above me. I keep my why up front, understanding who my why is and knowing that I'm serving a purpose. If I shrink small and refuse to step forward, there's so many people that are not getting the value that I actually am able to give. And I am a learner. I'm a professional learner. And so I always like to learn things so that way I can bring something different, something new to my clients. And so that's why I do what I do. And that's what keeps me motivated.
Keeps you motivated. Oh, and listen, we can't end without talking about your podcast. So, so you started a podcast. It's going amazingly. Tell us a little bit about the guests and also where people can go listen.
Yes. So my podcast is named after my business, Decide to Move Podcast. It's on every listening platform as well as on YouTube. And what I love about the podcast is because I thought about like those business owners who want to start their own business, but they can't afford a coach necessarily. So what I do is I have guests that come on that have used their own their own strategies, tips that they've learned in their business. And I interview them. It's an interview style, and they provide those tips and strategies that help them be successful. And so then what that does is of a kind say, oh, I want to do this. And they're listening to the show. They can actually take notes for something that may work for them. I've also been told, like one girl says, I feel like I'm listening to a conversation, drinking coffee, like two good friends. And you know, then I can take notes because like you, it's just easy for me to talk to people and just ask questions and go from there. So yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. Listeners and viewers, you can check out the Decide to Move podcast. And of course, everything is Decide to Move on the internet. So that's how they can connect with you. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and hanging out with us.
Most definitely. It's been great. It's always great.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Monica. All right. Wow. Again, our time flew by. Thank you for all those that were hanging out with us live. And if you are checking this out in the replay, put hashtag replay on any of our streaming platforms and certainly iTunes and Stitcher and all of the places, all of the podcast places. We appreciate you. If you're hanging out on charvette.com, we appreciate you. We have Monica's full bio there and all of the connection points. So if you missed anything that we said, just jump over to charvette.com. Or if you want to share the show or the podcast, charvette.com is the best place to be. And again, join me in a couple hours. If you're listening live, I do have a webinar that's at 8 p.m. February 9th, which is today. So join charvette.com and hang out with us. And we'll talk about four must-have video marketing strategy. So this is kind of the last call, you know, as they say. All right. So we're going ahead on out. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. We'll see you later on the web.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.